Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. You can listen to or download this or any one of my shows on my website, BruceAllen.com, though Richard, my producer, has told me the download portion is currently not working, but I know it works on the older shows. And I think we have about 167 of them up there now, so there's plenty of stuff you can listen to. And, of course, you can listen to any of the shows, including today's show, by hitting the play button on the first half of each radio show page. Today was an unusual show because I did not have my regular guests. Sherrilyn Laban has been busy traveling around the world, so we haven't been able to talk politics in a while. Pastor Drew Sams is on a plane, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman is celebrating Rosh Hashanah, which probably I should be doing. I did want to talk a little bit about what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is about, but don't think I'll be able to with the time remaining. I might do that next week. It's a really important holiday for Jews, but the lessons from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur apply to everybody and have nothing sectarian really about them. Actually, the wrong word, religious about them. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad Fills Out School Forms, and tonight at Dad Chat, we will be continuing the discussion about money and our kids with my radio show guest today, Pam Whitlock. I hope you'll stay in the loop and sign up for my weekly newsletter on the homepage at BruceAllen.com. And the new vlog is called That City by the Bay. I was going to talk about men and women, bling and toys, and I did a little bit, not as much as I wanted, but I would really welcome some help here. What toys do women like? I couldn't think of any beyond bling, jewelry, clothes, which aren't really toys, and cars to some degree. But I would assert most women care about the brand of the car and the color, not necessarily all the tech specs that we guys tend to love. So, I don't know, probably very sexist comment, but then I'm known to be sexist. What can I tell you? I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and second, my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, our station manager. A shout out to Kelly and her son, Ryan, to feel much better, Ryan. I hope you're on the mend from your recent surgery. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.